Tourists will pay more to save what they came for. Hawaii is putting a price on paradise, and the world is watching. A new bill, unanimously passed by the state's legislature, raises the hotel tax from 9.25% to 11% starting in January 2026. It's not just a revenue move. It is the first U.S. state law to earmark tourism taxes explicitly for climate defense. The goal is clear: fund efforts to address coastal erosion, flooding, and wildfires by tapping the tourism sector that drives Hawaii's economy and stresses its ecosystem. The expected yield is up to $100 million annually. The strategy reflects a growing sentiment across tourism economies that preservation must now be priced in. But the implications are anything but local. Why this tax matters more than its rate? This is more than a tax hike. It's a blueprint. Hawaii's move repositions the visitor as a consumer and a co-financier of climate resilience. The state creates a legally backed structure for sustainable funding by linking tax revenue to environmental defense. This approach could change how the hospitality sector frames its environmental role. Tourists may resent the surcharge, but climate risks are no longer abstract. Last year, the Maui wildfires became the deadliest in modern U.S. history. Rising sea levels threaten over $19 billion in shoreline property. Visitors may be less willing to pay if paradise no longer feels pristine. Hospitality operators must now balance price sensitivity with sustainability optics. Hotels that fail to communicate how this tax supports Hawaii's future may lose trust. Those who incorporate it into their ESG messaging could see reputational gains. Flat fees failed. Smart taxes passed. Governor Josh Green had long advocated for a $50 per head tourist fee, but constitutional concerns about free travel rights killed that idea. The lodging tax proved a more brilliant workaround. It avoids legal pitfalls while targeting spending at the point of stay. It also sets a precedent. Other U.S. states and global destinations that depend on tourism but face rising climate risks will be studying Hawaii's legal pathway. Expect debates in Florida, the California coast, and U.S. territories to follow. In Europe, the conversation may shift. France, Italy, and Greece apply tourism taxes, but not for climate funds. Hawaii has now created a benchmark connecting destination stewardship directly to tourist spending. What companies should be doing now? Hospitality brands, cruise operators, and travel platforms must respond strategically. This tax model may become standard in climate-vulnerable destinations. Companies that delay adaptation may be caught between rising costs and shifting consumer expectations. Recommended actions. Scenario modeling. Adjust for pricing elasticity and traveler volume post-2026. ESG integration. Publicly link your value proposition to resilience and preservation. Local partnerships. Support initiatives that give tourists visible proof of impact. Lobbying coordination. Engage in early-stage discussions in other jurisdictions to shape future tax design. Cruise operations strategy. Begin modeling cruise port tax pass through costs to passengers. Tourism's trilemma: growth, affordability, and preservation. Tourism boards want volume. Locals want relief. Nature needs recovery. This tax is Hawaii's way of threading that impossible needle. Some critics will ask whether taxing tourists more will reduce arrivals. But inelastic demand may surprise observers. Hawaii's allure is emotional, not just economic. Most travelers will tolerate a few extra dollars if it protects the very views they came to photograph. Still, trust will erode if funds are not transparently used or outcomes are not visible. Earmarked taxes only work when the public sees results. Global implications, copycats or consequences? Hawaii is now a regulatory lab. Its approach could inspire similar moves in Bali, the Maldives, Costa Rica, and beyond. But poorly executed copycats could backfire. Tourists may cry greenwashing if other regions raise taxes without strong climate programs. If taxes rise too quickly, volume may drop. IMF advisors have encouraged green fiscal reform in small island states. OECD frameworks already support environmental tax policy. Hawaii's new law may help bridge these global frameworks with real-world tourism economics. The signal to other policymakers is strong. You can tax tourism to fight climate change if done right. What to watch?